Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he keeps looking out for you. He pours out his love and his spirit all over you. I pray that you keep him first and stay in his presence, stay on that narrow path and fight the good fight. I hope that your mental health gets better. And I pray that if you just have one of those days, I pray that the Most High strengthens you and gives you more joy and more fulfilling things. Always remember that weeping comes at night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you just have one of those days, just be thankful that the Lord got you through it and be thankful and optimistic for another new day that the Lord can give you. Amen. All right. So fresh new week, y'all. So I just hope that things are getting better for y'all out there. All right, a lot going on all four corners of the earth, but let our personal lives be better in Christ. Amen. Now, today's message, I'm going to do the continuing reading of the book of Genesis, and I'm going to go from Genesis chapter 32 onward, and then we'll close out, give all the Most High all the glory and praise, and then end with the priestly blessing and go from there. All right, so we're going to continue this book of Genesis and go from here. So here we go. Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messages before him to Esau, his brother, into the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob says this, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks, men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he come to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two hands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all of the truth which thou hast showed me unto my servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And thou said, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took off that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space between drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meet thee, and ask thee, saying, Well, whose art thou? And whither goest thou? and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that go before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over to ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a priest hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. All right, so that's the book of Genesis chapter 32 reading. So you kind of see how Jacob and Esau, they kind of made peace. They kind of broke bread. They had to really do right by each other and put an end to their hostility and hatred and animosity. You get what I'm saying? But Jacob had to do right by giving him some possessions or whatnot. And as Jacob was traveling alone by himself, he wrestled with someone. And then Jacob lost the battle. He lost his a wrestling match and then was called Israel. So basically, he was wrestling the Most High, and the Most High humbled Jacob and kind of put Jacob in his place and gave him a new name. Instead of calling him Jacob, called him Israel. You know what I mean? So it's just an interesting transition you see from Jacob to Israel. But God will always do that. He turned Abram to Abraham. He turned Jacob to Israel. You know what I mean? The Lord has a way of renaming things, renewing people, changing their identity, and giving them something new. Amen. So also, like, if you fast forward to the new covenant, like, you also see how even Christ transfigured even before Elijah and Moses. So God has a way of renewing his people, renaming his people, things of that nature. But all in all, it's all the Father's will. And it's always amazing to see God's glory through situations like this. Amen. So I'm going to continue the book of Genesis, read chapter 33, and continue forward. All right. So here we go. And Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, the children with God has graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I find grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou was pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, let us take our journey, and let us go. And I will go before thee. And he said unto him, My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds are with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my Lord unto Seir. And Esau said, Let me now leave with these some of the folk that are with me. And he said, What needeth it? Let me find grace in thy sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built him a house, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he brought a parcel of a field, where he had spread his tent in the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he set up there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. All right. So that's the book of Genesis, chapter 33 reading. So you see moreover of Jacob and Esau having their ways, going their ways on their journey and making peace with one another. Okay. So even when there's hostility or conflicts or whatnot or beefs, God still wants us to be able to hash things out with people, no matter how hectic or crazy it can get, especially between your brother, you know, especially between kinfolk or what have you. So everyone's situation is different when it comes to their dealings. But all in all, it's important to, like, forgiveness, peace, offerings, doing right by each other, getting over situations. That's very important. But people today don't value that no more. You know what I mean? But God always wants us to value our dealings with people, getting through situations, working things out. You know, communication, giving, generosity, humbling ourselves, things of that nature, confessing one another, burning each other's burdens, things of that nature. You know what I mean? So it's important. All right. So now we're going to continue with the book of Genesis, chapter 34 reading. All right. So let's see what we have here. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul cleaved unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spoke unto his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with the cattle. His sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they came. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very angry, because he had wrought folly in Israel and lied with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be yours, be before you, and dwell and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father, and unto her brother, Brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, Because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they said unto him, We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this we will consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised. Then we will give our daughters unto you, and we'll take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if ye will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor, and Shechem's Hamor's son. And the young men deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came into the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, These men are peaceable with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and the trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us to be one people. If every male among us is to be circumcised as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem, his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of the city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of the city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep, their oxen, their asses, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones, and all their wives they took captive and spoiled, even that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, shall he deal with our sister as with an harlot? So you read the book of Genesis, chapter 34, reading. So Jacob's daughter, Dinah, she got defiled. She was, they dealt with her in a very explicit, degrading, disgraceful manner. And of course, the brothers, Simeon and Levi, didn't like it. So after Jacob made amends with the people and tried to make peace about it, Simeon and Levi was like, nah, forget that. We're going to slay these people. They don't do our sister like that. So Simeon and Levi went ham. They got that sword. They went crazy. They don't play about their sister. They don't play about their family. You know what I mean? And they went to war about that, and they got rid of all the people. And you saw how Jacob was a bit troubled by that. But Simeon Levi's mindset was, well, you can't just let nobody do your daughter like that. You can't nobody try a sister like that. So they had like a little conflict there. But, you know, Israel, we're very protective about our people, our family, our women, our land, our possessions. We're very protective about everything. So Simeon and Levi, you know, they ain't play when it came to war. You know what I'm saying? So that was a very interesting read right there. So what I'm going to do is continue the book of Genesis, read in chapter 35 and go from there as well. All right, so here we go. All right, the book of Genesis, chapter 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fled from the face of Esau, thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. And the name of it was called Alon Bakuth. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she had died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which was Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave until this day. Until this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were twelve. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him, Padan Aram. So that right there, y'all, is the 12 tribes right there. That's the 12 tribes of Israel, broken down within that lineage right there, okay? And Jacob came into his father Isaac unto Mamre, and into the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up in his spirit and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. All right, so there you have how Jacob was walking and traveling with his family. And Jacob was talking to God. God kept talking to Jacob. And God stayed in communication with him, constant communication. And God kept telling Jacob that you are Israel. I'm going to bless you, multiply your seed, give you the land, all the promises of covenant. And he also told Jacob to keep honoring him with altars and keep building for him. And also, Jacob had to tell his family, get away from those strange gods, put those things away. So they put away all their earrings, all their jewelry, anything that venerated different gods. Jacob told them to put them away. And they went on and journeyed. And Rachel, she has such a hard labor that she died from it. You know, so when you have a lot of children, it takes a toll on a woman's body. You know, if a woman just has one child, I mean, it could, you know, change her health and her body. But when you pop multiple children like that, it could really put a lot of pain on a woman, you know. So Rachel died from a hard labor. All right. So it's pretty crazy to think about it. And then God was leading Jacob to all these different parts where Abraham and Isaac was. All right. And Jacob kept honoring God. He kept putting up pillars towards him. He kept honoring the Lord through his journey and obeying him as well, and embracing the covenant and the promises along the way. All right. So, and then you also see the 12 tribes of Israel. You see the lineage, you see the genealogy, you see the sons that are born into Jacob. All right. So, Israel, we're a tribal people. Amen. So, let's see what we have here. All right. So, and it also Isaac, their father, passed. So, Jacob, Esau both buried his dad, buried his father. So, that's the book of Genesis chapter 35 reading. So let's go continue in the book of Genesis chapter 36 reading. All right. So here we go. Now, these are the generations of Esau, who was Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Ahalabama, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth, and Adah bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath bare Rebuel, and Ahalabima bear Jeush and Jalam and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of the house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance, which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bore to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. My bad if I'm not pronouncing these words right. I believe some of these are like Hebrew and some of them are different. So pardon me. Bear with me, y'all. Okay. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, and Shema, and Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Ahilabama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife, as she bare to Esau, Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. These were the dukes of the sons of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz was the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Amar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah, and these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shemnah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Ahalabima, Esau's wife, Duke Jeush, Jalam, Korah. These were the dukes that were, that these are the children that came out of Ahalabima, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who was Edom, and these are their sons. The sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited in the land, Latan, Shabal, Zibeon, and Anah, Dishan, Ezer, Dishan. These are the sons of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom. And the children of Lotan were Hori, Haman, and Lotan. Sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shifo, and Onam. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Ajah and Anah. This is the Anah that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. And the children of Anah were these: Dishan, Aholabima, the daughter of Anah. And these are the children of Dishan: Hemdan, Ishban, and Ithran, and Sharan. The children of Izir are these: Bilhan, Zavan, and Akan. The children of Dishan are these: Uz and Aran. These are the children that came out of the Horites: Lotan, Shabal, Zibeon, and Anah. Dishan, Izir, Dishan, Dishane. These are the sons of Horah, and among their sons of the land, Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before they reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bala, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinabah. And Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Timani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hader reigned in his stead. And the name of the city was Paul, and his wife's name was Methabel. Methabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And these are the names of the sons of those of Esau, according to their families after their places by their names: Timnah, Alva, Jedeth, Ahalbima, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Timon, Mibzar, Magdiel, Aram. These are the sons of Edom, according to their habitations of the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. So that right there was the whole breakdown, the lineage of Esau's children and his offspring. And, you know, Edomites, you know, those are the enemies, those are the ops, right? I know what that is. But there you have it. So you saw the difference between Jacob's lineage and Esau's lineage. And it's interesting how you see in the book of Romans how God loved Jacob, hated Esau. And of course, you know, due to their actions and obedience and whatnot, what they're honorable. But also you see just their lineage. Like, God hates Esau, his whole lineage and everything about Esau. But God loves Jacob and Jacob's offspring, Jacob's lineages. Us as the new Israel, the new Jacob in these end times. Amen. We are a part of that promise. So the Lord loves us a lot. He gives us a lot of mercy and favor and covenants and grace. So we have to embrace that. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the end reading of that. I'm going to finish off. Continue another day. All right. With the book of Genesis chapter 37 reading. All right. So I'm going to continue from there another time. And that concludes it. All right. So you just see the more of the beginning, the stages of how the Most High made everything and the history of it. And through the lesson of Genesis, it's always important to obey God and to always honor him with everything that we do and to never forget what he brought us through. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they never forgot what God brought them through. So we have to do the same. Amen. So let us apply that to our lives and let us stay obedient. Let us stand firm. Let us be steadfast. All right. And let us get through these hard times as they are. Let us get through these challenges that we face. Amen. Because we serve an almighty, true, and living God that can do anything for us. Amen. And with him, all things are possible. All right. So there you have it. All right. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. And then also close out with a priestly blessing. All right. So here we go. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Yes, metaphorically, yes, he is the last hope of humanity. He is the hope of humanity. He is the advocate, the almighty, true and living God. Yes, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the wonderful counselor, the creator. Yes, the government rests on his shoulders. Yes, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, Elohim, the consuming fire. Yes, yes, he is the everlasting Father. Amen. The Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless. Yes, he is the sustainer. Mm-hmm. The sufficient one. He is the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the sustainer, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and lord of lords, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashah, Yahweh, Be-Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, he is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords. He is the man from heaven. He is the man of sorrows. He is the mediator of the new covenant. He is the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star. Yes, he is the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace. Yes, he is the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrector. He is the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the radiant one, the perfect example, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David. Yes, he is the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, some the blessed, some the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness. Yes, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. He is the way, truth, and life. Amen. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahawashah, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the word of life. He is the word. Amen. Yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. True and living God. In the authority and the name and power of Jesus, in the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored. Yes, you are redeemed and forgiven. You are healed. Amen. Yes. So I also love to close out with this priestly blessing. Yes. May the Lord bring good to you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be kind to you. May the Lord show favor toward you and give you peace. Shalom. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's that. All right. Book of Genesis reading. So y'all stay strong out here. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, start your life with the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. And I just hope that the Lord just keep doing new things for you and keep blessing your hands as you prosper. And you keep staying strong and firm and steadfast in these end times. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.